Chapter 12. Ghosts Don't Exist.
Well, what an adventure,
the hotel manager said to Tom.
Much more exciting than a haunted castle, eh, Tom?
Yes,
said Tom.
Now that it's finished.
There's a policeman here,
said the hotel manager.
He'd like to ask you some questions. Do you want your father to translate?
No, it's okay,
said Tom.
I can understand.
The hotel manager opened the door of the library, and a policeman came in. He was tall, with red hair and brown eyes.
I'm Assistant Chief Constable Malcolm Graham of Police Scotland,
he said slowly.
Pleased to meet you,
answered Tom.
Are you feeling better, Tom?
Asked the policeman.
Yes,
said Tom.
I'm warmer.
Good,
said the policeman with a smile.
Now, can you tell me what happened?
Yes,
said Tom.
Yesterday evening, I heard scratching in my room. I thought it was a ghost, but when I came here, I saw Akira. She was looking for a secret passage.
A secret passage?
Yes, because her brother had disappeared, and he left her books with words underlined.
And the words underlined indicated the library and a secret door?
Asked the policeman.
Yes,
said Tom.
Look.
He took out his notebook and showed it to Assistant Chief Constable Graham. The policeman studied the notebook with the underlined words.
I understand,
he said.
Akira was looking for a switch,
said Tom.
But today I understood we had to switch books. Like this.
He switched the Jack London book with the Hound of the Baskervilles, and the secret door near the fireplace opened.
So we went down the stairs,
he said,
and along a passage that ended by a lake.
And then what did you do?
We looked for James,
said Tom.
But it was dark and snowing, and we were lost.
The policeman nodded.
Then Akira whistled for Mac, her pony, and he arrived, and we looked for shelter.
And then?
Then James whistled, and Mac led us to James,
said Tom.
And James said, we must come back to the castle, because my father will be worried.
The policeman nodded again.
And then we saw the lights from William Tate and his friends from River Castle,
said Tom.
They followed us, and they said they would wait for us to come out.
We are going to need you as a witness,
said Chief Constable Graham.
What's a witness?
Asked Tom.
A witness is somebody who sees a crime and who tells a judge in a court of law what he saw,
said the policeman.
We'd like you to tell a judge everything you just told me.
I can't be a witness,
said Tom.
I can study English every day and be a good witness.
Your English is very good,
said the policeman.
Akira must have helped you.
Yes,
said Tom.
Akira and this.
He took the electronic translator out of his pocket.
Well,
said the policeman,
that's handy. I'll have to get one of those when I go to France on holiday.
Then Assistant Chief Constable Graham stood up and said goodbye. Tom's father came into the library and went to look at the secret door by the fireplace and the stairs leading to the secret passage. He was very impressed. Akira came in with James and Mr. Mackenzie. The hotel manager invited them all to dinner in a private dining room.
Where's Mac?
Tom asked Akira.
In his stable, with a plaid blanket to keep him warm,
she answered.
Thank you, Tom, for helping me find James.
And thank you, Tom, for helping me stop those horrible men from killing wild animals,
said James.
But Tom,
said Mr. Mackenzie, Akira and James's father,
there's one thing that worries me. When you were by the lake, you didn't see the ghost of Shona McAllister or the ghost of the children, Miles and Flora.
I saw two people,
said Tom.
But James said it was just the snow. James said ghosts don't exist.
Don't exist?
Said Mr. Mackenzie.
Of course they exist. That's why this is a haunted castle. Because it has ghosts.
After dinner, Tom was tired. He went back to his room and put on his pajamas. Then he got into bed and switched off the light. Suddenly, he saw something. In the corner of the room was a girl with red hair, like Akira.
Akira?
He said. The girl didn't answer. She didn't move.
Akira, don't frighten me,
said Tom. The girl still didn't move.
Flora?
Whispered Tom.
Is that you, Flora?
The ghost smiled and disappeared.